We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Alef, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis by the two dots. It's saying in the Mishnah, Kol Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, Anoshim Achayavim, Anoshim Paturos. And if it's a Mitzvah Saseh She'ein Azman Grama, then both Noshim, both ladies and men Achayiv. Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, Rashi explains in the Mishnah, means Mitzvah is that this man causes it to come. So the Gemara is to give examples of what's mitzvah saseh shazman grama and what's a mitzvah saseh shloy zman grama. Zog to Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Ezu mitzvah saseh shazman grama. What's examples of mitzvah saseh shazman grama? The examples are sukkah, velulav, shofar, v'tzitzis. These are things that noshim are potter, ladies are potter in these mitzvahs because of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Sukkah and lulav come dafka on the 15th day of Tishrei. Shofar is dafka on Rosh Hashanah. So the Zman is Gerim. Tzitzis is also considered the Zman's Gerim because Laila loves Zman Tefillin. So the day is Mechayiv the Tzitzis, not by night. The Tefillin could be two reasons, the Grasha says. Either Laila loves Zman Tefillin, which is a Machlaikis, or we hold that Shabbos and Yontif is loves Zman Tefillin. You don't put on Tefillin Shabbos and Yontif, so that's also why it's the Zman, the weekday causes it to come. Therefore, those are called Mitzvah Saseh, which is Zman Grama. Veizu mitzvah saseh shloi zman grama. What's an example of a mitzvah saseh that's not zman grama? Mezuzah, that's putting mezuzah on the front door of your house or any door in the house. Maka, which is a fence around your roof. Aveda, if someone loses aveda. V'shluach akan. And shluach akan, these things are mitzvah saseh shloi zman grama. Don't do it to zman. They're mitzvah saseh zman grama. And the Rishayim already ask, like Taisvis Micah, the Masra Micah, Taisvis asked, Tamil Rabbi, v'chol hani ksiv lav. Micah says, le'sos dom v'esecha. And all these things they say aloud by Shluach HaKan also. It says Lesika Chaim Alabonim and by Avedas Lesucha Lesalim. So Tosfos is bothered by here we're saying this is called the Mitzvah Saseh Shloi Zman Grama. And therefore Noshim Achayavas because the Mitzvah Saseh Shloi Zman Grama Stamzoi the Chayiv because ladies are Chayiv in every single lav. So the Ramban answers that if they were part of a Mitzvah Saseh Shloi Zman Grama, they wouldn't have the lav either because the lav is just to strengthen the Aseh. And therefore, he holds that it would not be chayiv in the lav either. Therefore, the chiddush is that mitzvah says shloi zman grama that you're chayiv on those mitzvahs. Break the mar of a klal. Is this a rule? This is a general rule that all mitzvahs that say shloi zman grama like sukkah and lulav you potter, and all mitzvahs that are not zman grama they don't do zman they're all chayiv. Is that true? But it's not. It's not a true rule. Why? Because arei matzah the halacha is that a lady is a chayiv to eat matzah. Because learn out, since the chayiv in chametz, which is a loy saseh, there's a hekesh, they're also chayiv in matzah. They're also chayiv in simcha, like the pasuk says, v'samachta, ato, vincha, v'techa. The pasuk says that there's a chayiv simcha on yontiv for ladies as well. And hakel also, so first the pasuk, the ladies are chayiv. So these things are all mitzvah saseh shazman grama, matzah, simcha, hakel. The mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and also chayiv. So it's not a general rule, because we have exceptions to the rule. V'su, v'rei talmud Torah, which is learning Torah, which is all times, no Zman Grama there. Priya Rivya, also Priya Revu, is at all times. Upidin Ben, which is after 30 days, is straight through. It's not a mitzvah saseh Zman Grama. The lav mitzvah saseh Zman Grama, who v'noshim v'turus, and noshim v'apater. So it's not a Jew, it's not a rule, because you find there's exceptions. There are mitzvah saseh Shazman Grama that ladies are chayiv, for example, matzah simcha and hakel. And you find mitzvah saseh shaloy Zman Grama, the noshim v'apaturus. For example, Talmud Torah, Priya Rivya, Upidin Ben. Om Rabbi Yechanan, in la meidim na klolos. Yitaka don't learn out from a klolos, the film makam shama chutz. It didn't even say chutz, it even says chutz, which is more of a reason to think that the rule is an ironclad rule, but still you don't learn from it. I'll give you an example. Rabbi Yechanan says, Tanan, went to the Mishnah, in the third paragraph of Erevin, b'chol ma'arvin m'shatim, chutz v'namayim ha'melech. You can make an Erev means Erev tchumim, or shituf m'vayis, with all food, besides from Mayim and Melech. It's not considered Choshva food. It's not considered enough Suda food. It's not considered Mezoinos Jodim. It's considered his Dira. Because part of making the Erev Techumim is to make that's your Mokim Dira. And if it's Mayim and Melech, it does not work. Vesuleka, only Mayim and Melech don't work. But you could Kameim and Patrius. Certain type of mushrooms also, the Rabbanon hold that since it doesn't sustain a person, it's not considered Eichel. And that's also not good for Erevin. So the rule in the Mishnah says, "V'chol ma'arvin everything chutz v'melech." It's not true. There are exceptions. You can't use mushrooms. Ella, Zakar Vecha, Ella made them in a klolis, full makam shama chutz. Even if it says chutz, you don't learn from the klolis. And here, it doesn't say chutz, you sure don't learn that from the klal. Even though the klal is every single mitzvah that says by grandma, nashon of Torah, it's not true. It's not everyone. It's a general rule, but it's not an ironclad rule. There are exceptions to the rule, both ways. There are mitzvahs that say shahazman grama that noshima chayavas, and there are mitzvahs that say shahazman grama that noshima paturais. So it's not an ironclad rule. But now the Gemara has to go ahead and explain what's the makar taka that ladies are potter from mitzvahs that say shahazman grama. Well, mitzvahs that say shahazman grama noshima paturais manolim. What's the makar? So the Gemara, the makar is from tefillin. Gomar mit tefillin. Ma tefillin, just like tefillin, noshima paturais, and we'll see how we know that in a second. But just like tefillin are nashim apater, I've called mitzvahs that say shvan gram nashim paturos. Basically, we learn how to mametzinu. You find tefillin nashim apater, just like tefillin, which is a mitzvah that say shazman gram, it's pater. So all other mitzvahs that say shvan gram are also pater. But tefillin, how you know tefillin itself? Gama lo mit talmud Torah. You learn how tefillin from talmud Torah. Ma talmud Torah nashim paturos. I've tefillin nashim paturos, which means that in the Torah and in the Shema, we say. And afterwards it says, Ukashartam lois ayadecha. So there's a hekesh, shinantam levanecha, which is Torah, and we makesh it to Ksharatam lois ayadecha, which is tefillin. Just like Talmud Torah, Noshim Apaturis, where it says in the Pasuk, Levanecha, Levanecha, or Banecha, Banecha, Levanechem, it says, Deamit, that ladies are not chayav in Talmud Torah. So just like ladies are part of Talmud Torah, same thing by tefillin. Ma Talmud Torah, Noshim Apaturis, Aptil, Noshim Apaturis. And then we go ahead and learn now from tefillin to all mitzvahs asay shazman grama. Zog the Gemara, and we'll see later on in the Gemara why we learn now from Talmud Torah that by mitzvahs shalayas man grama, why not pata? We'll see why we don't learn now from Talmud Torah that way. But upon we learn from tefillin that all mitzvahs asay shazman grama is pata. Right, the Gemara, how do you know tefillin to be makash at Talmud Torah? And then you know tefillin is pata, because how do you know tefillin, a lady's pata in tefillin? Because it's a hekish to Talmud Torah. May make a hekish tefillin to mezuzah. Because it says right after the pasuk of Ukashartim lois ayadecha vayit tavois vayinecha uksavtom al mezuzah v'sechav v'shirecha, and we know ladies are chayav mezuzah, so why aren't they making hekesh tefillin to mezuzah? V'nakesh tefillin mezuzah. Zog Gemara, I'll tell you why. Tefillin Talmud Torah iskesh bein parasha Rishayna bein parasha Shniyah. The first parasha Shema and the second parasha Shema, the pasuk of Talmud Torah is next to tefillin. In the first parasha, it's v'shinantam levanecha then Ukashartim lois ayadecha. In the second parasha, in Vahay Yishmaya, it says, Uksharatem lo yisa ayadecha, vayidu vayis v'necha, then it says, Vahayatem lo yisa mas v'necham darabam. So there, the hekesh tefillin to Talmud Torah is in both parashas. But mezuzah is only the first parasha. It's only the first parasha. Tefillin le mezuzah, but parash niya lo yiskesh. In the second parasha, there's no hekesh, because in between the parasha of tefillin and the pasuk of mezuzah is limatam oisam is Torah. Therefore, it makes more sense to makash the Talmud Torah. Why make a hekesh mezuzah should potter also until melech should potter? Make a hekesh Talmud Torah. It says in the pasuk, "Leman yibu yamechem meivenechem," and we see that the schar for mezuzah is ribu yam, mariches yam. Gavri bayachai, noshle bayachai. The gavri needs life and not ladies. So since it says "Leman yibu yamechem meivenechem al ha'adama," so therefore. We are assuming that it's by ladies also, and therefore ladies b'chayiv in mezuzah. V'arei, frek the Gemara, v'arei sukkah, the mitzvah saseh shvan rama, the chsiv sukkah is teishu shivas yamim. We know that sukkah is a mitzvah saseh shvan rama. Why? It's 7 days. You have to sit in the sukkah, sleep and eat and sit in the sukkah for those 7 days. Time of the kasher rachman ha'ezrach. That's only because the Torah says, so time of, so why do you know ladies are potter from sukkah? Because, a special pasuk, ha'ezrach la'hizzi et anashim. Now the question of the Gemara is, what do you need an Ezrach for? It says, time of the Kashach Mano HaEzrach, Lo Yitzis HaNashim, because it says HaEzrach, this word, to exclude Nashim, that's how you say Nashim HaPater and Sukkah, HaLav HaKhi Nashim Chayavis. Now why would you think the Chayiv? Don't we know every Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama is Pater, we learned that from Tefillin, that Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama is Pater. So why do you need a Pasuk HaEzrach, Lo Yitzis HaNashim? Amma Abaya, I'll tell you why. Since it says Sukkah is Teshu, and you'll darshan Teshu ke'en tiduru, sitting in the Sukkah has to be the way you live in your house. Ma dira ishvishta, just like in your house, it's ishvishta, it's a husband and wife. Av Sukkah ishvishta, your Sukkah is also ishvishta. So therefore, there's a Teshu ke'en tiduru. Ma dira ishvishta, av Sukkah ishvishta. V'rava omar. So that would have mina. So that would have mina. Right, Mitzvah Seder is Pata. So you wouldn't need a Pasuk by Sukkah say Pata, because it's regular Mitzvah Seder is my grandma. Teretz says he would have a have a mina ladies chayiv. Why? Because Tetzring Adura comes the pasuk Ezra says no ladies are pata. But could you think it's chayiv because of Tetzring Adura? Says Ezra is pata. But Rav Amar a different shot. Why you would think by sukkah chayiv you need a pasuk Ezra? But Rava, it's a sakka that chamin and el chamisha asa chamisha smachag matzois. You would maybe learn out there's a hekesh that we know. We make a hekesh chamisha asa chamisha smachag matzois to sukkah, and that is the makar that the chiyav to eat the kazayis pass in the sukkah the first night. The rest of the sukkah you have to eat in the sukkah if you want to eat. But you don't have to eat daf a kazayis pass. If you don't eat any pass, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. But the first night you have to eat in the sukkah. How do we know that? We learn out chamisha asa. So you would think, maybe, I should learn more things. Mal halon, just like by matzah, noshim chayavas, avka noshim chayavas, tzricha, that's where we need Ezra. So bottom line is like this. We know mitzvah saseh, is my grandma's potter, from where? From tefillin. The question was that, why didn't you meet by sukkah, the mayit noshim, typically because it's a regular mitzvah, classic mitzvah saseh, is my grandma. That is, sukkah, you would think you should be chayiv. Why? Either Teshuvah became to Duru, or because Tesvav, the Xerishav of Tesvav, learn out from Matzah, comes to Ezra, says, no, Noshim are Potter.